It's Morning Edition from CPR News. I'm Sina Sieg in Grand Junction. Environmental groups are pushing back against efforts to sell public lands for affordable housing. Here's the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen.
60 organizations are sharing the new policy framework. Noelle Porter works for one, the National Housing Law Project. She says proposals for housing on public land should include legally binding affordability requirements, fit with local land use plans, and involve consultation with tribes and communities.
The goal is to sort of say you can't wrap this sale in a premise that isn't actually a part of the promise.
Meanwhile, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum has his own plan to use federal land for housing, but hasn't made any public move since announcing it over a year ago. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Colorado is one step closer to getting passenger rail on the Front Range. CPR's Ben Berkland says RTD and state boards approved the design funds and decided to use existing money for the project.
The state and RTD are moving forward with plans for a train from Denver to Fort Collins via Boulder. The target start is 2029. Jack Wheeler Barajas heads the Colorado Rail Passenger Association and says the RTD vote to help fund the design was a milestone.
The vote was 14-1 to advance the engineering funding and also approve the term sheet with Burlington Northern Santa Fe, the host railroad that owns the track between Denver and Fort Collins. And that established the expectations of future funds that will be required from RTD.
It's meant to be the first phase of the larger Front Range passenger rail line from Pueblo to Fort Collins. Voters in impacted communities would need to approve a sales tax to fund the full thing, which is likely to be on the November ballot. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
And it's 8:06, and you're listening to CPR News.